We need to cover something here about how SpaceX stock prices are really highly manipulated. And by the way, I'm not a hater of SpaceX. The company has achieved a lot of innovation. They have drastically reduced the cost to launch mass into orbit because of their reusable rocket technology and being able to capture returning rocket segments, etc. So these are significant achievements. However, the now multi-trillion dollar valuation of the company, it doesn't even make financial sense once you understand how that value is calculated. What is meant by market capitalization, for example? So a lot of people think that the market capitalization means it's the total of all the money put into the stocks. That's not true at all. Market cap is simply the total number of shares multiplied by the last price that somebody paid for one share. That's it. So if one person pays $1 more for one share, and if there are 100 million shares, then the market cap of the entire company goes up by $100 million because one person bought one share at $1 more. Now, once you understand that, then this next thing makes a lot of sense too. How are they manipulating the stock price to go up so high? The answer is they're only making 4% of the shares available to the public. They're giving the public scraps, in essence, scraps of the company, combined with a lot of media hype, you know, a lot of prognostications about how this company is going to be worth trillions of dollars and is going to go to Mars, whatever. And that causes the public to fight over the 4% of the shares. So you have a very limited supply, but you still have very high demand. And of course, you know what happens if you have limited supply but high demand. What do you get? You get high prices. So the demand is being artificially constricted on purpose to create scarcity that leads to higher pricing. And then that higher pricing, which is now approaching, I think, or maybe it's around $200 a share, then according to the financial media, they apply that price to 100% of the shares, and they say the whole company is worth $2.5 trillion, or whatever the number is now. That's not true at all, because 96% of the shares aren't even on sale. They can't be sold yet. They're locked up. Only 4% of the shares can even be traded. So if you took 100% of the shares and you flooded the market with 100% of the shares, what do you suppose the share price would fall to? You know, if you increase the supply by, let's say, you know, 20 times roughly, 25 times, what would happen to the share price? Well, it would plummet, of course. It's the restriction of the available supply for trading that results in this artificially high price that then gets multiplied by the total number of shares, even though 96% of the shares can't be traded. And that's how they arrive at the $2.5 trillion. So the number itself, I mean, that calculation is simply a deception. It's not true. The entire company is not worth $2.5 trillion. And if there were actual price discovery across all the shares, clearly it wouldn't be worth $2.5 trillion because nobody would be paying the current high price per share because there'd be so many more shares available. So this is a very clever way to introduce a company, and it's being shoved into the NASDAQ index, which will force pension funds and retirement fund managers to buy the stock as part of the index. So that guarantees some built-in demand for the long run. As that built-in demand happens, then the insiders will be able to start selling their shares to the pension funds and the retirement funds, which means they're offloading their shares to retirees, to the public. And most of those retirees won't even know that they ever bought SpaceX. They might not even want to buy SpaceX, but it's because it's in a fund that's managed by someone else that buys the index. And all the rules were changed, by the way, in order to just rapidly pushed SpaceX into the index. They broke all the rules that normally apply to companies, like, oh, you have to have, you know, 4 years of solid profits and other requirements, you know. But nope, they broke all the rules for SpaceX, shoved SpaceX into the index, and then they restricted 96% of the shares in order to create artificial scarcity. Now, if someone did this with crypto, you would see the scam as a giant rug pull. Let's say that some famous person, doesn't matter who it is, launches a crypto project. And that person only allows 4% of the crypto coins to be able to be sold to the public. That's it. 96% of the crypto is held by the owners. Then that crypto project is very heavily promoted in the press, and the celebrity behind it, you know, pushes a lot of social media, whatever. So there's a lot of demand, but there's only 4% of the crypto coins available. So the public fights over that 4% and drives the price higher. Let's say that price reaches, let's just say, $1 a coin. But the founder of the thing has 96% of the coins or the tokens held in reserve. And let's say they have, a million coins. We'll just use easy numbers here. So they release 4% of the coins to the public. That's 40,000 coins. And then they save 960,000 coins for themselves. And then, again, the coin prices go to $1, let's say. So then the owners say, oh, well, now the market cap of this coin project, this crypto project, is now $1 million. Because there's 1 million coins out there times $1 each. The whole thing's worth $1 million. Well, what if then someone buys one of those coins for $100 just because they want to own the coin for, you know, as a collector who wants to buy a, you know, like a meme token or something. It's a famous person's token. They just want to say they bought one. So they offer $100. Then the market cap of the entire project goes to what? $100 million. Even though nobody put in $100 million, so far, really, only $1 times 40,000 coins has been put in, and then one guy bought one coin for $100. Suddenly, the market cap is $100 million. You see how that works? And the stock market works exactly the same way. Now then, if the holders of the 96% of the coins decide, we're going to start selling into this demand curve here, we're going to start cashing out and transferring our coins to the public, they can do that, but they have to release them slowly. Otherwise, they will crash the value of the tokens and everybody will run and sell. That's the same thing with SpaceX. So you'll notice, if you actually read the financial documents on this, some people are allowed to sell on a certain timeline, but only if certain milestones are met, such as the stock price going up 20%, et cetera, which has already been triggered. Only then are certain people allowed to sell their insider stocks. So in other words, this whole thing was set up as a kind of slow rug pull so that the insiders could transfer their bags to public bag holders without crashing the market. And that's exactly what this is. And I'm not opposed to SpaceX. I just want to be clear. I think the company's done a lot of great things, but I think it's going to hurt SpaceX when this tulip bubble mania actually collapses. That's going to hurt the company. And I think it was unwise to try to run this as a get-rich-quick scheme for everybody. That's going to hurt the company in the long run, which is a shame because, again, the company has some good tech. Now, in my view, gold and silver, that's where the action is really at. It's not about get rich quick. It's about preserving wealth. And believe me, when SpaceX, when that bubble bursts, gold and silver will still be there holding value because we're going through another dot-com scenario here. This is like dot-com 2.0 or the Big Short 2.0. It's very clear when you have SanDisk that goes up 7,500% in 1 year without that being backed by any solid reason, you know you're in a bubble. Okay, so yeah, we're in a bubble. It's a good time to buy gold and silver. If you want to get gold and silver, you can talk to our trusted sponsor, Battalion Metals, at metalswithmike.com. And remember, they're co-founded by Tucker Carlson, because Tucker demands high integrity companies, as I do as well. So metalswithmike.com, discount code Ranger will get you, they will waive the shipping insurance fee on any gold and silver that you purchase. And they have great pricing, privacy, integrity, you name it. Check them out, metalswithmike.com. Or you could just throw everything at SpaceX and hope the bubble holds until the day comes that you want to sell. Yeah, I don't trust that at all. But thanks for listening. Mike Adams here. You can catch more of my work at brightvideos.com. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.